bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is
this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On the afternoon of April 19th, 1943, that's, wow, exactly, what's that, 80 years ago. On the afternoon of April 19th, 1943, the Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann dropped acid and rode his bike home. Hofmann, who worked in the pharmaceutical department of Sandoz Laboratories in Basel, had first synthesized LSD in 1938 while trying to create a stimulant to treat respiratory and circulatory problems. He had no idea the compound had psychedelic effects, and it yielded no visible results when tested on sedated animals, so he set it aside. 5 years later, Hofmann decided to revisit his creation. On April 16, 1943, he synthesized another batch of LSD. This time, he accidentally absorbed a tiny amount into his skin and sank into a not unpleasant, intoxicated-like condition characterized by an extremely stimulated imagination. He decided to experiment on himself with an intentional dose to confirm the compound's effects, and at 4:20 p.m. on April 19th, he ingested 250 micrograms of the chemical. He soon realized that the trip was going to be intense, and asked his assistant to help him get home. Wartime restrictions prohibited cars on the streets of Basel, so they had to bike, which is why April 19th is now known around the world as Bicycle Day. I'm Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. My show is highly recommended, full of music that I recommend highly, and I'm recommending a lot of music to you guys on this April the 19th, Bicycle Day, 2023, 80 years on. The first song we had there was a song about bicycles. That was Bicycle Race by Queen. After that, now, in the back, we have Ananda Shankar, a cousin of Ravi Shankar, if I recall, with the song Sagar, which means the ocean. And it's a nice, long, trippy song. And then I've got a bunch more trippy music and bicycle music, a bit of new stuff, bit of old stuff. It should be fun, And maybe some more fun facts along the way. With his trippy 1943 ride, Hoffman became the scientist godfather of psychedelics, a term coined by psychiatrist Humphrey Osmond based on the Greek words for mind-revealing. Journalist John Horgan wrote for Scientific American that Hoffman believed when properly used, psychedelics could stimulate the inborn faculty of visionary experience that we all possess as children and lose as we grow up. Hoffman had a complex relationship with the field he helped create, dubbing LSD his problem child in the book he wrote about his contributions to psychedelic chemistry. He also studied magic mushrooms and was the first to isolate, synthesize, and name the psychedelic compounds psilocybin and psilocin. He told Horgan about a psilocybin trip he'd taken, during which he ended up in a ghost town deep inside the earth. "Nobody was there," Hoffman said. "I had a feeling of absolute loneliness. A terrible feeling." When he came back to this plane and found himself with friends again, Hoffman felt ecstatic. He told Horgan in his heavy Swiss accent, "I had the feeling of being reborn, to see now again, and see what wonderful life we have here." A thank you to, I'm reading a 3-year-old article from Rolling Stone magazine, written by Mary Jane Gibson, on Bicycle Day. Interesting stuff. And then they talk about psychedelics in COVID, yada yada. Cool stuff. And it gave rise to several fantastic genres of music and subgenres. Psychedelia, as we know it. This song does pick up. It's only halfway through. So I might fade it out and get on with the playlist. But we might come back to it later on in the show. We'll see. Moving on with the theme, we're going to have The Beatles with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. ¶¶
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- with a little smile and then she disappears. Back into a crowd of happy people looking like they never came from here.
Strange thing gathered in a crowd. Strange thing gathered in a crowd.
A Macedonian pilot comes laughing at a journal just a joke. Friend of motorcycle angel comes to sit and talk a while and share a smoke.
Strange thing.
Goes a dancing by, caught up in the sound of talking drums, lost herself out in the wheel of sky.
Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. But that's the point, isn't it? Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you're faced with an immediate emergency situation. Which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination. Take public transportation. Maybe take a bike ride. Or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I hope you guys have been enjoying the Bicycle Day special. It is April 19th, which is a psychedelic holiday. If you missed the beginning of the show, you can look it up. It's pretty cool. 80 years ago today, The first, more or less, recreational dose of LSD was taken. So that's why I'm playing. I mean, I always play mellow psychedelic music, but especially this week. On Highly Recommended, after all. Behind me right now is Steam Bath, which is a song, a 2022 release. I love it because it sounds like it's from the 70s. It's such nice synth sounds. By Ryoka, a very small group out of Europe. Before that, I went digging through the WMFO vinyl catalog and got The Birds with Tribal Gathering. Before that, Banky with Evolmia, of Montreal with Lysergic Bliss, and Curved Air with Backstreet Love. And I started off that set with the Beatles, with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, a classic. And whether or not you believe, you know, the story about its initials and, you know, that being how it got the name Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, LSD, or, you know, the more innocent excuse that's been made since then about a child's drawing, whatever you want to believe, it's still a very trippy song. And if you love what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform and mellow right here at WMFO. But definitely donate, get some cool swag. I'd highly recommend it. And coming up next, we're going to have a band called the United States of America.
Puss's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Closing up that little truplet of garden songs is Mort Garson's Concerto for Philodendron and Pothos, because my Pothos desperately needs water when I get back to my apartment. Today's the day. It's gonna get watered. So is everything else. There are many plants, and they all need water. I started. I got some done. But hey, you, if you're listening and you're not actively biking anywhere, you should water your plants, or at least check on them, talk to them, play music for them. This is off Mort Garson's album, Mother Earth's Plantasia, which is music for plants. And the three garden songs were The United States of America with The Garden of Earthly Delights, followed by Dent May with Meet Me in the Garden, and then The Beatles, Octopus's Garden. And coming up, I think we're gonna have some more biking songs, like actual songs about riding a bike, which were recommended to me from or by my friend Amanda. So thank you for the recommendations if you're listening, and if you're not, you've heard them before because you just sent them to me. Happy Bicycle Day, all. Oh, I know. Do you like to be productive while listening to my radio show or other radio shows? I would love to hear about it. You can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Or you can hit me up on the DJ chat on the WMFO website, which is right in the top banner. Talk to me about being productive. Give me some inspiration. Sorry, I just wanted to butt in real quick and talk about live music. I love live music. I hope you do too. It's it's better than the dead ones. Let's see. So over the past couple of weeks, I've been to a bunch of concerts, and then I bailed on a couple more. I saw Ripe a couple weekends ago. That was cool. I also saw Couch and Melt. They were opening for Ripe. Yeah, all good bands. It was at MGM downtown. That was okay. Yeah. Good show. Then, I bailed on seeing Coral Moon and the Rainbow Seekers on last Monday. On Thursday I saw Madison Cunningham opening for Andrew Bird. But I wasn't feeling well, so I had to bail before Andrew Bird. But I saw Madison Cunningham, that was fun. And then on Saturday, oh my god, did I see a concert. I went to Infected Mushroom with a bunch of friends down at House of Blues. It was exactly 6 years since the last time I saw them. Also at House of Blues, but like same day, same everything. What a crazy cosmic experience, coincidence, and a crazy cosmic experience, honestly. Great time, great show. I remember one... one guy came up to me during the show, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he was like, yeah, pointed at me. I like this guy's vibe. And I don't know, I think that's one of the best compliments I've received in quite a while. But in all seriousness, for such, you know, I mean, it's intense raving EDM dance music, but really friendly crowd. Lots of other just, you know, friendly faces. And that's not all that unusual for that type of music, which is really cool. And I hope that it's less than 6 years. I think they came back maybe like 3 years ago, pre-COVID, maybe 4 years. I hope Infected Mushroom comes back soon because that was a great show. Although I couldn't do them too often. They're a bit exhausting. And speaking of upcoming, if you miss those shows and you're getting some FOMO no mo, no more FOMO, come out on Saturday to see Unknown Mortal Orchestra at the Sinclair. This is a concert. I bought tickets when they came out, which has to have been like 8 months ago. I'm so excited for this show. UMO, I have a song of theirs coming up next. They just released a new album. Check it out. Really, really, really just, yeah, very cool. Be there. Don't miss it. It's going to be an amazing show. I can tell already.
Yeah. is Jody Ink on her first day of learning to ride a two-wheeler. Here you go. You can do it, sweetheart. Okay, remember when I showed you how to start?
La 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 la